from KQED.
Throughout California, counties are bracing for an influx of inmates and parolees that are now under state control. It's called realignment, and it's part of Governor Jerry Brown's plan to reduce prison overcrowding. A new report out Friday by the legislative analyst says realignment will help reduce the inmate population, but not as fast as the courts are demanding. We turn now to Barry Crisberg. He's director of the Earl Warren Institute on Law and Social Policy at UC Berkeley. Dr. Crisberg, summarize quickly, if you would. What's the thinking behind realignment?
The principal idea behind realignment is that the taxpayers will save money if nonviolent offenders now being supervised or managed by the Department of Corrections are actually managed either in county probation agencies or in county jails.
And when you say nonviolent, what does that mean? What kinds of crimes will these folks have committed that are now going to be under the control of the counties?
Principally, these are going to be drug possession, minor trafficking, petty theft, car thefts, those kinds of issues.
So these are not people who have committed rape or who are sex offenders, that kind of prisoner?
That's correct. They're all excluded from this.
Yeah. And so this idea, this realignment, how big a change is it from the way we do things now?
It is a huge change. I mean, what we're looking at is one of the largest transformations of the correction system in California that's ever occurred.
Why do you say that? I mean, the way you described it a moment ago seems rather straightforward and simple.
On paper, it's pretty straightforward and simple, but what we're talking about, for example, is a large number of persons currently being supervised on parole, now being passed over to the counties to be supervised at the county level, and all of the issues associated with parole revocations, deciding when people got off of parole, now shifted over to county decision-making. You've got a pretty complicated system now in terms of people getting sentenced under the Determinate Sentencing Act and then doing that time in a county jail versus the state facility. I mean, what has not changed fundamentally is California sentencing laws. What we're essentially doing is moving the bodies around.
People who are getting out of prison are not necessarily like you and me. They tend to have high needs. They may need substance abuse treatment, homelessness, a place to live, job training, and that kind of thing. Who's going to pay for all that at the county level? I mean, county governments are broke.
Right now, if you're under the jurisdiction of the Department of Corrections, if you're on parole, Department of Corrections will pay for health care, mental health services, some housing services, some other drug treatment, et cetera. Under this scenario, under realignment, everything gets shifted over to the counties. And I think you're right, Scott. I don't think the counties have really figured out where the dollars are going to come from to do that, or even the systems in place. I mean, theoretically, you could use Medi-Cal to pay for some of these, but the counties are already overloaded in terms of trying to get non-parolees into Medi-Cal services. Now they're going to have to pick up this whole other group.
Now they are going to get some state funding to do that, but there isn't enough funding at the state level either.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's two things to consider here. First of all, a number of people are saying there's not enough money for the counties. And although I'm always skeptical about there's not enough money argument, I mean, again, we've never done this before. So the actual costs haven't really been figured out yet. Now, if the counties come up with some innovative strategies and you rely more on probation, rely more on intensive services in lieu of incarceration, this might work pretty well. But if they just try to replicate what the state is doing, but do it in county jails, I don't see how this is going to work.
Well, earlier this week, I spent a day with a parole agent in San Francisco, and I spoke to one of the parolees that he supervises, a guy named Charles, and he said that there's a reason so many parolees go back to prison. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Because there's no job, because they made it so hard on a person that's on parole, you understand me, to where you got to put on an application, yes, I've been convicted, and that right there already is a red flag. You're not going to get hired. Because once you leave out that door, they then took that application and tore it up and threw it away.
Barry Crisberg, in this economy, it's hard for millions of qualified people to get a job, let alone someone who's committed a felony. How much harder does that make it, this economy, how much harder does it make it to reduce prison or jail overcrowding?
It is a very serious problem. And what you have is often people get excluded from employment, at least on an informal basis, because of maybe a crime they committed years ago. So it is a tough situation with all the kids coming out of colleges and universities looking for jobs. You've got a group here, you know, that on average has less education, has a much spottier work history, and these felony convictions, which some employers might well be willing to look past, but it's still a really, really tough sledding.
So really, this is, in a sense, one big experiment.
Well, it's one big experiment. And even besides employment, I mean, employment is one big issue, but then you've also got issues of there's no housing. I mean, people with currently on parole have difficult times even getting to rent places. So you have housing issues. You have access to basic care and support. You know, all of our research on success on parole suggests that the critical ingredients are a safe place to live, at least during the first maybe 90 days when you come out, someone to talk to, a mentor, a counselor, somebody to kind of rely upon, and a job. And there's nothing right now I see in realignment that's going to, you know, statewide that's going to deal with that. Maybe a few counties will do a good job of it, but it's going to be tough sledding.
All right, Barry Crisberg, he's director of the Earl Warren Institute on Law and Social Policy at UC Berkeley. Dr. Crisberg, thanks a lot.
Sure, thank you.